podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another video here on fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. The Game Week 22 deadline is finally approaching, and today we're going to have a look at five players I think you should be buying in your FPL teams going into this double game week, and whether you should be completely blinkered and looking, focusing only on the double game week, or maybe a few other players I think you should be considering bringing into your FPL teams outside of the double, and even outside of the double going into game week 23 as well. Of course, double in game week 22 for Manchester United and Leeds, and in game week 23 for Arsenal and Manchester City as well. Before we go any further, if you have not already, drop a like on the video, subscribe to Fantasy Football Scout if you like these types of videos, if you like FPL content. There's plenty on the channel to support you through these difficult and planning times in FPL, but let's dive in. Player number one that's been on screen is Nathan Ake, one of the big talking points that we have today, we have over the past couple of days in the land of FPL, but also the land of the Premier League at the moment, is João Cancelo looks like he is on his way out of Manchester City and going to Bayern Munich now. He hasn't necessarily been a player that's actually been getting a lot of minutes, but it has been a player that's been causing a little bit of headaches for those owning Manchester City defenders, in particular over the past few weeks of FPL. We've also seen that John Stones looks like he's going to be out for a fair few number of weeks, having picked up an injury in the FA Cup match against Arsenal as well, which means there are much fewer defenders now to rotate in and around those slots. And the man that Pep Guardiola has spoken very, very highly about around the past few weeks is Nathan Ake. Now, he did, of course, get benched in game week 21 against Wolves when there was that clean sheet. However, I do think it was just a freak incident where he was put on the bench and potentially he was high on the load meter and the amount of minutes he'd played recently. I do think Nathan Ake, again, scoring in the FA Cup, is one of the most important defenders for Pep Guardiola and Manchester City at the moment. Of course, Tottenham away this week, you don't necessarily need to be buying him this week, but if you are looking for a Cancelo replacement, he'd probably be where I'd go at the moment. The double game week in game week 23, followed by Nottingham Forest and then Bournemouth in game week 24 and game week 25. Importantly, in there, you have the blank game week 25. They have a really nice fixture against Bournemouth where you'll be wanting to put out as many strong players as you can, even if you can't put out a full 11, which is likely to have no fixture for Manchester United to Newcastle, where we will have a lot of assets in our team. In terms of his returns, there's no attacking returns in there in the Premier League. Of course, he scored in the FA Cup. He does that have that bit of attacking threat playing in that sort of left-back, left-centre-back hybrid role that he's got at the moment. 3.3 points per start isn't that great. A lot of you might be looking at those Newcastle defenders, but with them likely to blank in game week 25, the Manchester City double in game week 23 as well, I think if I was looking for a defender at the moment, I would just sway to Nathan Ake. Now, another defender you might want to be looking at, another team that we are looking at quite a lot at the moment, is Brighton. 4.5 million defender Estupinan is the one and the pick that I would be going with. Again, if you are looking for a defender, their fixtures over the next four are really nice. And again, a lot of you looking to buy into Matoma for very similar reasons, I do quite like him as well. I'd probably go with him over Solly March if I was looking for a midfielder from them. Bournemouth at home, Crystal Palace, Fulham, and then Newcastle in the next four. Very nice run of fixtures there. Now, game week 25, they might end up blanking as they are away to Newcastle, but there is also a chance that one of their two postponed fixtures, it will become three if that Newcastle-Brighton fixture game goes, could be added into the midweek after game week 25, giving a double for potentially Bournemouth or Crystal Palace, but it would notably mean that there'll be no blank in there for Brighton. We might hear even before the game week 22 deadline. So don't necessarily be put off by buying Brighton assets because of that game week 25 blank. There's a chance they still would have a fixture added in there because of the amount of fixtures they still have to reschedule and the fact that they are still in the FA Cup and they'll have even more fixtures to be rescheduled if they do progress far in that competition. In terms of his attacking returns, four assists so far this season. He did pick up two in the most recent game, so this might look a little bit knee-jerky, but I think overall Brighton have been performing well. Defensively, there's been a little bit of rotation. You could go Dunk again. He scored in the FA Cup, although I'm not sure he quite knew exactly what was happening with that goal. I do think now, defensively, they look like the rotation isn't much compared to what we saw under Graham Potter. So I do like Estupinan at 4.5 million, especially if there is no blank coming for them in game week 25. Pick number three is Bruno Fernandes. 9.9 million has had a price rise. Of course, There is the double game week for them in game week 22. Then it is Leeds, Leicester, and then potentially Brentford in game week 25. But there might be the blank in there. I wanted to put Bruno Fernandes in here because we're being asked a lot around on Twitter, on YouTube as well, about whether should we be buying Bruno Fernandes into our team? Should we be selling Kevin De Bruyne to go to Fernandes? Should we be selling Salah? How important do we think Bruno Fernandes is going into this double? Because pretty much everyone is going to have Rashford captain or triple captain like me. Then a lot of you will have Shaw as well. Again, he's been ill, but I think he'll be fine by game week 22, which means everyone is going to be looking to either add Bruno Fernandes or potentially another option. But Fernandes is the one that everyone's really looking at. Now, since the restart, he has looked really good. The consistency of returns are there. 4 goals, 5 assists so far this season isn't that great for someone of his price. But again, since the restart, without Cristiano Ronaldo there in this new sort of advanced role, he looks very, very good. And I do think if you have the ability to go and get him for free, definitely I would be going and buying him. So for example, Salah for me to Bruno Fernandes is probably the most simple transfer I'm going to make all season. Now, you will then be asking in the comments, I have Kevin De Bruyne. Do I do Kevin De Bruyne to Bruno Fernandes back to Kevin De Bruyne? The only occasion I think that's probably worth it is if you have 2 free transfers and you don't have anything else you want to do. If you have 1 free transfer this week, then you'd need your 1 free transfer next week to do it, and you have other issues in your team, that means you're instantly going to be locked into -4s over the next couple of weeks. I don't think it's worthwhile. So that De Bruyne to Fernandes back to De Bruyne move is only really worth it if you've got no other fires or you have 2 free transfers in your lineup. I do like him. I don't think I would captain him over Marcus Rashford, though I do think Rashford is still the number one captaincy option. But still, for the double, Bruno Fernandes loves the double game week. Now moving up front, and we're going to start with only the Leeds player we've got in here, which is Nyonto. 5 million forward, probably the player that a lot of you are looking at because there is a much cheaper way in than going for the likes of Rodrigo in midfield, who doesn't actually look that nailed now with the likes of Jack Harrison performing well, with Bamford coming back as well. Nyonto does look like the one who should be starting every week and is a very cheap option up front. He of course has the double with Nottingham Forest and Manchester United, both away in game week 22, which isn't ideal. Southampton at home as well is the other one worth noting in game week 25, the blank game week. So if you buy him in this week, you do hopefully have cover as long as Southampton do get knocked out of the cup against Newcastle. So if you're looking to buy him, I would definitely wait to see who does progress, because if Southampton get through to the final, which would be a surprise given the result in the first leg of that semi-final, it would mean that Nyonto has a blank in game week 25, which does reduce his appeal. But anyway, 1 goal, 1 assist since he's come into the lineup since sort of Christmas, just before Christmas time. 21 points, only 2.7 points per start. Listen, it is a punt. I feel the same way about Nyonto as I do feel about Bruno Fernandes. If you've got 2 free transfers, you want to take a punt, go for it. And if it benefits your team in game week 25 as well. If it locks you into -4s in game week 23, game week 24, or game week 25 even, because of using up a transfer now, then I wouldn't do it. So I like him. He's a punt. If I had the spare transfer, I would do it. I think he would fit. It's a great upgrade for Greenwood, who is my cheap forward, who's only dropping in price at the moment. But I wouldn't go tearing your team apart for him. And finally, probably the forward, the flavour of the moment is Nketiah. And again, just to chat a little bit about whether I would be going with him, how I feel about the other Arsenal assets that we could be buying in the likes of Martinelli, Odegaard, Saka, and then, of course, Nketiah here as well. Since the return of the Premier League, there was all that doubt about, oh, can Nketiah do it? Will Martinelli go up front? I think he's proved the haters wrong and the doubters wrong going into the restart. 4 goals, no assists, but he's been absolutely electric and has looked good in the cup games for them as well. 42.6 points per start at just 6.7 million. He's only going to go up in price. The fixtures for Arsenal from this week onwards look really nice. Everton, then the double, then Aston Villa, and then Leicester, of course, in game week 25, where Arsenal will not be blanking as they are not left in the EFL Cup. When is Gabriel Jesus going to be back? I hear you all asking already. It sounds like he could be about 5 weeks away already, which should be meaning he's back about game week 26, game week 27. But it is possible that they both start and maybe Martinelli reduces minutes. Probably unlikely, but I wouldn't necessarily think that Nketiah will be a problem until probably game week 27 or onwards, which means you have a reasonable amount of time to get the points that he is delivering at the moment. Now, would I be buying him in over the likes of Odegaard, Saka, Martinelli? I would definitely be buying him over Martinelli, who I have in my team, who I don't think is a buy anymore at all. Now, do I think I'd be buying him over Odegaard or Saka? The easy way out for me is to say, well, it depends on your squad structure. If I could wildcard this week, I would be having Odegaard and I would be having Saka. And I still would probably go with a defender because I think it sets you up longer term. Nketiah is the third best forward for me. So if I had the choice of buying Odegaard or buying Saka or buying Nketiah, I still would favour one of the midfielders just because it will benefit your team, I think, for the longer term. However, a lot of you have the likes of Mitrovic in your forward line. If you have money and you can upgrade Greenwood, if you have the likes of Darwin Nunez, there are a lot of you looking to make forward transfers at the moment, and Nketiah would be the number one forward I'd be looking to buy this week, even without the double. Sets you up for the double next week and onwards as well. So we've had five transfer targets. Now, they're not all necessary players I think you should be buying into straight away as a necessity. Use it as a bit of an opportunity to talk about some of the hot topic players that we are looking at and talking about in the FPL community at the moment. We've looked at defenders, midfielders, and then a few forwards with a variety of price points, a variety of budgets, teams, fixtures, depending on how your squad is set up. Hopefully some of these players might be ones that you could go and buy. Now, I haven't mentioned a few other players like Mitoma that a lot of you are buying. Odegaard isn't necessarily on here, nor is Saka, but these players do remain good transfer targets. Again, I do like Mitoma. I don't quite have space for him in my team at the moment, despite how electric he does continue to look. So if you have enjoyed the video, if you're liking all of these, if you like what Fantasy Football Scout has to offer as well, make sure you like this video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel as well. If you like FPL videos, do go and check out my channel as well. I have a chip strategy video up for you there. You also have my team transfer plans as well if you are interested. Thank you so much for watching. Like and subscribe before you go, and I'll be back again very soon.